And what were you thinking at that point?
Now, this patient, 84-year-old, certainly he's someone who quality of life is really very important. Extremely important 84-year-old who has metastatic disease. And for that reason, I had a discussion with him and the family, and we talked about what are the goals of the treatment, and that's very important. And I made sure that the family, including his sons and myself, were all on the same page and were thinking of the same thing. And fortunately, that was not difficult for them to understand that we're looking at palliation. And for that reason, I gave him options. I gave him the option of giving single-agent chemotherapy like gemcitabine or even capecitabine, or giving combination treatment. Now, in the other hospital, someone had suggested FOLFIRINOX, and I said, definitely no FOLFIRINOX. I would never recommend FOLFIRINOX. So we settled on gemcitabine and the nab-paclitaxel. But the way we started this treatment was to give it to him, number one, every other week, and number two, to also have some dose reductions of these drugs. So the gemcitabine was down to 800 milligrams per meter squared, and the nab-paclitaxel was down to 100 milligrams per meter squared every other week. And we started him with that, and he did tolerate the treatment well. We didn't have to cancel any doses. He went through the treatment, and his best response was stable disease. He didn't have a reduction in the size of the tumor, but stable disease. And then he had disease progression. At that point, we had to have another discussion of what to do next.